WGMU Radio, online at WGMUradio.com and on Mason Cable Channel 8.2. You can find us on Facebook and on Twitter at WGMU Radio. WGMU, music going forward. WGMU brings you live election coverage from George Mason University.
It was very smart on Hillary's part to get the Obamas to campaign for her because they are such a likable family, and like with the polarization in this election cycle, I think it's hard for a lot of people to wrap their head around Hillary like as a candidate, but knowing other individuals that they trust are supporting her is a huge like advocacy kind of role that they can play in order to help the Democratic Party in general. So, I mean, even if it's not, you know, per se, the majority of the people here are super stoked about Hillary, I think it's such a great event that they're getting the Obamas together and other people to advocate for the cause, because I think that's going to be super crucial in like the election cycle. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So you guys might be surprised to know that the line wraps up all the way around past David King Hall, down towards the hub, up back around Southside, and down past the library, and I don't know how far it goes.
Wow.
So I'm going to go try to figure out how far it goes. Okay. There are so many people here. It's absolutely insane.
I know I have friends who are by like the pillars that they paint on, just like waiting in line.
That was the end of the line like 45 minutes ago.
WGMU brings you live election coverage from George Mason University.
To college students and undergrads, she's just like one of our big icons, I feel like. And having her show up on the rally in support of Hillary, I think is going to make a big impact to a lot of college students that are on the fence, that are maybe switching like third parties, etc. No, I think it's going to be a good turnout.
So we're getting really hyped up here. It is 2:57 on Friday, the 16th of September, and Michelle Obama will be speaking at 3 o'clock. So we got 3 minutes left. Everybody's really, really excited. People are kind of freaking out. People are hanging over the balconies. Everybody's really pumped to see what she has to say to us. So I'm really excited. Stay tuned.
WGMU brings you live election coverage from George Mason University.
Who can see those truths in us? The president who believes that each of us is part of the American story and we're always stronger together. We deserve a president who can bring out what is best in us, our kindness and decency, our courage and determination, so we can keep on perfecting our union and passing down those blessings of liberty to our children. Let me tell you this, I have never been more confident that Hillary Clinton will be that president. Woo! And now it's in November, I'm going to work as hard as I can to make sure that Hillary and Tim Kaine win this election. I need your help. And it's all over. I want you to remember what's at stake. The choice that you make on November 8th will determine whether you can afford college tuition. It will determine whether you can keep your health care when you graduate. On November 8th, you will decide whether we have a president who believes in science and will fight climate change. No one in our lifetime has ever had as much experience and exposure to the presidency. Not Barack, not Bill, as he would say, nobody. And yes, she happens to be a woman. One of the most qualified people who has ever endeavored to become president. Hillary is one of the few people on this entire planet, and clearly the only person in this race who has any idea what this job entails. Who has seen it from every angle, hear me, the staggering stakes, the brutal hours, the overwhelming stresses. And here's the thing, she still wants to take it on. Better than anyone else on their team. Yeah. And we need someone not with good judgment, but with superb judgment in their own right. Because the president can hire the best advisors on earth,
But let me tell you, five advisors will give five different opinions. And the president alone is always the one to make the final call. Believe me. We also need someone who is steady and measured. Because when you're making life or death, war or peace decisions, a president can't just pop off. So the question is, for all of you and all of us, for the nation, is how do we sort through all the negativity and the name calling in this election and choose the right person to lead our country forward? Well, as someone who's seen the presidency up close and personal, here's what I've learned about this job. First and foremost, this job is hard. Okay, this is the highest stakes, most 24/7 job you could possibly imagine. The issues that cross a president's desk are never easy. None of them. They're never black and white. I mean, just think about the crises this president has faced these last 8 years. In his first term alone, Barack had to rescue our economy from the worst crisis since the Great Depression. He had to make the call to take out Osama bin Laden. We should demand in a president. To start with, we need someone who is going to take this job seriously. Yeah. Who will study and prepare so that they understand the issues better than anyone else on their team. Yeah. And we need someone not with good judgment, but with superb judgment in their own right. Because the president can hire the best advisors on earth. But let me tell you, five advisors will give five different opinions. And the president alone is always the one to make the final call. Believe me. We also need someone who is steady and measured. Because when you're making life or death, war or peace decisions, a president can't just pop off.